some of the things you tried to do to adjust to not having JJ and Whitney? How tough is it to generate the pass rush that you want?
Well, I think everything goes together. We talk about playing defense, 11 guys, team defense. And so, you know, if you want to add more guys to the rush, you take more guys out of coverage. You know, and we understand that. So I think there's a fine line. We have to, you know, try to find a way to affect the quarterback. And, you know, sometimes that's with coverage. Sometimes that's with rush pattern. So, you know, I think that, you know, sometimes you get worried about the quarterback scrambling and maybe some things of that nature. So, you know, when they don't scramble, they just sit back there and then they launch it.
Adaptation now, these past few weeks, where do you feel like the pass rush can come from just in terms of dialing things up, maybe, or stunts?
Well, you know, I think we got to play good first and second down defense. You know, I think we have to understand starts with stopping the run, and, you know, and then we got to transition rush. We talk about playing, you know, play action pass, transition rush, and, you know, then we get to third down, and we just got to execute our third down package, which essentially is rushing and covering and mixing up those two things.
Connie had a really good game for you on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as long as he stays disruptive and he's into it, I mean, he was, you know, he did all the things we asked him to do. But, you know, in the end, it wasn't enough.
What do you think of the job Kevin Johnson did in his first game back?
Well, I think like a lot of guys, we lost the game. So, you know, it wasn't good enough for anybody. It wasn't good enough playing. It wasn't good enough coaching. But it's good to have Kevin back out there. He's competitive. I think you can see that. I was proud of the way that he came back. I think he gave up a completion in the red zone. The very next play was a fade to Jimmy Graham. He challenged, he competed, he stayed square, and broke the pass up. So that's one thing I know we can count on Kevin for is being competitive, you know, and flying around.
You're in a lot of shootouts lately with the offense, your offense putting up lots of points for them, mm-hmm. kind of matching them. Does that change things for you all, the tenor, because things happen fast, you're scoring fast?
Well, I wish it didn't. You know, I wish that we weren't. I wish we would, you know, get out there and get some stops on third down. You look at, you know, the other day, JD gets a strip sack and the ball goes 20 yards forward, and it ends up being like a 20-yard completion. So, you know, at some point we're going to strip sack the ball and we're going to pick it up and we're going to score a touchdown. And so, you know, you'd rather not sit there and trade touchdowns. That's not our goal. You know, and our goal is to stop them and get off the field on third down. Did a nice job on sudden change. You know, they got the ball on the 8-yard line. We played a bunch of red zone stops. So it's in there, and we could do it, and we stopped them. We stopped the run, and then they tried to fade, and then we got a penalty and went back. You know, so we just kept lining up, and guys kept playing, and ultimately we held them to a field goal.
Close.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's just consistency. You know, I talked to the guys about consistency. There's so many good plays, so many plays that – you know, they hand the ball off and it's negative yardage plays or it's great stops in the run. You know, two guys beat somebody on a rush and, you know, Wilson's able to avoid the pressure and throw it downfield. And I think that's just how it was. And just being more consistent and finishing.
Some of the, I guess, when you look at more of the touchdown passes, they've been against guys that are really regarded as some of the best quarterbacks in this league. And then when you put someone, maybe it's not a Pro Bowler or hasn't been one, you know, then it's a little more like your usual success.
Well, I mean, I think that irregardless of the opponent, we understand there's going to be great players at every position. It's the National Football League. There's going to be good players, good quarterbacks, good linemen, good backs. Everybody's got good skill players. So every week's a new challenge, and you have to understand what this team does, what their bread and butter is, how they may mix things up, how they may change things. So for us this week, it's all about Brissett and Gore and Mack and obviously Hilton and Doyle, you know, right on down the line. Sure. I mean, everybody does. I mean, that's what happens. I mean, you surround yourself with a group of guys that you can put in different spots and speed spots and guys that make plays on the ball and a good, great downhill runner and a guy that can change a pace. And it seems to be what everybody's doing. So they all have them.